Welcome, Hygge Souls, in today's episode of the Hygge Planner Show, episode number 19. Today's podcast is about how I use my planner for the new season, as known as how I can cozy up my summer. Okay, a friendly reminder, I'm super biased because I love summer. I'm a Leo and I bloom under the sun, and I get it, temperature is rising and you may plan vacation, kids may have summer obligation. So I wanted to share how I outline my summer planner because I know this is going to sparkle your creativity and your imagination. But before I dive in, as usual, you can grab the podcast note when you visit the hyggeplanner.com/freebies. So let's get started. Tip number one, it's okay to leave blanks in your planner. Even I, the creator of the Hygge Planner, keep things blank from time to time. And that's okay. Most of the time it's a weekend. So I really want you to ditch the I need to pack my planner to the full and to the max so I don't feel empty. That's totally unproductive. And if you feel unmotivated or intoxicated by social media comparison game, then stop, just stop doing it. I mean, stop opening Instagram, stop scrolling on Facebook. The world won't collapse if you don't go on those two platforms, and you will have plenty of time doing other things. And yes, it's okay to have blanks in your planner, especially during summer. I mean, it's supposed to be the moment you have a couple of days off, hopefully, so you don't have to get this I need to push harder emotions, or if I don't work more, I'll be a failure. That's not true. With everything you went through for the past almost year and a half, you really deserve some time off. You really deserve some me time. You really deserve to not track everything that you're doing unless it's totally needed. I mean, obviously, if you have to take medication, you should track them each and every day. Of course, if you have, I don't know, a special diet, or if there's something that you have to keep documenting through your journal, your planner, keep doing it. But don't feel the urge to load your planner each and every day with way too many things. The endless task or to-do list that you may have in your mind, it won't get done overnight. And the more you put pressure on yourself, the more you're close to collapse and to break, and to, you're closer than you think to burn out when you keep pressuring yourself. And it takes a lot of courage to admit it, to acknowledge it, and to realize that yes, I am not doing myself a favor when I load my schedule with things that I don't want to do, I don't have to do, that I can delegate, that someone else is supposed to do, just because I want to feel full. If you're like me, like quiet, introvert, and things like that, chances are you've got a very amazing inner world. You'll never feel empty when you turn inwards. So don't add more guilt to something that you have no control on. Okay, tip number two. More free time because of vacation means you can ditch lethargy for originality. Okay, I should explain this one. it's great to have a routine. It's safe, it's useful, it's a good rhythm in the day. But when this routine turn into feeling trapped, into mundane, repetitive tasks, you've got this mindset shift where you feel disempowered, where you feel stuck, when you feel like I have to do this at this hour unless things won't go smoothly. If at some point you feel like a robot, you feel like you lost your free will, your discernment, your choice ability, summer is perfect to test new ideas and new routines, as well as new things, so that you can see how passionate you may be, how different things could be, without having to throw all your organization to the window. I'm not telling you to stop having routine and to stop having habits. I'm just telling you that if you feel like a robot, it's probably time to shake things up. And during summer, you have more time. So you can just see if you feel better working out in the evening or in the morning. Or it can be eating a snack at 4 p.m. so that you eat less for the last meal of the day. Or it can be, I don't know, like, what can it be? Changing the way you go to work because you found a new route, or maybe it can be stop scrolling social media first thing in the morning and keep that for 30 minutes at 6 p.m. Things like that. It doesn't have to be huge, but it's just a way to show if changing one thing, one parameter, has a positive or a negative impact on how you feel overall during the day. And I know that, contrary to popular belief, I can't stand working out first thing in the morning because it drains so much energy that I'm toasted for the rest of the day. And for the last 6 months, I try to work out at the end of my work day. And honestly, I feel so much better because I'm drained, totally drained. I've got no more energy. So I take a shower, I just eat a little, and then I'm ready to go to bed. And I sleep a lot better, right, like that. As you see, it doesn't have to be huge, but you should, or you could be better for you to track your tests using a notebook or a planner so that you can document, okay, this week I tasted that and this is how I feel and I'm gonna keep it or toss it. That kind of thing. And tip number three, summer is the perfect season to get in touch with what I call sometimes your inner compass. It's like having a north node pointed somewhere in your gut. Your sensitivity, your emotions, your selflessness, your generosity, this is what makes you you. But at some point, it can make you feel clingy, or you've got this feeling that you don't fit in. But those kind, compassionate, caring, sensitive, emotional side are your biggest assets. It makes you unique. You're intuitive, you're wise, you're smart. You can even have deep spiritual practice or very deep faith and belief So, wouldn't it be nice if you could just tune more into what you're good at, this intuition, this inner wisdom, this inner compass? And whether it's by, I don't know, maybe practicing your faith more, testing new medium to talk directly with your intuition, like, I don't know, tarot reading, oracle card reading. Maybe you are flipping cards, but you never did that for yourself. Maybe it's just expressing your intuition through writing, drawing. Maybe it's something very personal, like journaling what you are thinking. Whatever you want to test or try, getting in touch with this inner compass when you have a little bit more free time can make a big change on how you react to bullies, negative comments, and nasty people around, because this is a really hard truth on the internet at the moment. Trolls are quite numerous, and when you really know where you are headed, when you've got this laser focused side of this is who I am, these are my core values, I'm proud of them, then it's getting a little easier to deal with nasty people. Okay, it is time to rewind, but before I do that, remember that you can grab the free podcast notes when you visit thehugoplanet.com/freebies. All links are listed below in the description box. And in today's episode, I went through three ideas that you can test and tweak so that you can get the most out of your summer without sacrificing your me time, vacation, and fun time. The first one is it's okay to leave blanks. You don't have to load your planner with a ton of things to do. And number two, try to switch your routine a little bit to see how it goes for you. And number three, try to tap into your inner compass by changing some activities so that you feel more confident. Want to know what to do next? Easy. If you've never tested the Hugo Planner, now it's probably time for you to take a look at our undated 90-day planners before we dive into the new collection at the end of August. Filled with 15 weeks, weekly layout, tons of pages for you to reflect and write or brainstorm. Our 90-day planners are designed to support you in creating this lifestyle that cares for you. And if you want some ideas about what you can do during summer and you don't know where to start, we still have the Hugo Vault for you. 365 me time ideas for you to cultivate coziness at your own pace. And guess what? They're still 40% off. This is definitely a good deal. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I can't wait to see you, listen to you. No way. I can't wait to talk to you for the next episode. And until then, keep it Hygge. You love this episode? Then forward it to your best friends, share it on your social media, or even consider adding a comment on your favorite podcast platform. It really helps me to spread the word about the Hygge Planner. Thank you so much, and can't wait to meet you on the next episode.